What did he mean to you when he was here with you?
A lot. You know, just proven vet, proven leader, very quiet, but, you know, led by example. And just, you know, just an incredible guy. You know, you're 21 years old, you come into the locker room and you see someone like that, someone you grew up watching. So it's kind of surreal to play with someone like that. And, you know, my experience with him was just awesome.
Brian, what do you think about the way that the defense has come together and played well with after losing JJ?
Well, you know, we expect to just, you know, next guy to step up, and that's the NFL. You know, guys get hurt all the time, so, you know, we've lost a lot of guys over the years, including myself, you know, so it's just one of those things. You got to step up. You can't feel sorry for each other, and got to go out and do your job.
What do you like best about how the defense has played this year?
You know, I mean, I think we're playing very similar to last year. I think we're having fun. I think we're playing aggressive, and I think it really came out yesterday. It was just pretty evident. You know, we were having fun flying around and just playing good defense.
What have you seen from Bernard McKinney as he keeps kind of learning and growing on the job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just a ton of maturity. You know, he's made a huge step into his second year. He's kind of just exploded with his tackles and really done a great job. You know, when I went down, it was just I watched him a lot. And, you know, he kind of stepped into that third down role. And he's been playing great this year. You know, he's done a really good job.
Brian, with the bye week coming, like, right in the middle of the season, obviously, at time, what do you try to do during the bye week to get ready for the second half?
Just rest. I mean, obviously continue to work out, but get off your feet a little bit, review the film, see what we can do better. But just try to get as healthy as we possibly can for the you know, second push.
Speaking of health, you've had some games now back under your belt since you had the sprained knee. How are you feeling now? Looks like you're moving well.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel really good. I mean, these last two games, I really feel like myself, and feel like it's you know, just picking up. So I'm really excited for the second half of the year, considering, you know, I'll be fully healthy.
Yeah, Jadavian, he's another guy that's, you know, kind of emerging and improving, and a lot of that has to do with health. I mean, he's said that you've given him good guidance before about just kind of being patient about that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, tell him to continue to, you know, just keep his head up, and, you know, he's had a good year, and he's played in every single game. So, obviously, a step in the right direction. You know, he's feeling good, and he's playing great.
Brian, you didn't talk about the injuries, but obviously you're moving.
Yeah.
You tear a meniscus, that's not just...
MCL. But, yeah, no, it's not. It's not, you know, and people might have been giving me a grief first couple of games back, but I was also supposed to be out 6 weeks, and I played after two. So not many people are going to be able to do that. So it's just a love and a passion I have for the game. I'm going to try to get out there as soon as I possibly can. You know, but at the same time, I'm really, you know, this last game, I'm finally fully healthy. So.